This is the son of PCJ. Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
Hello, and welcome again to another edition of the program. Now, if I said to you today, we're going to talk about bands. No, not the 49, 31, or 22-meter bands, and certainly not a wedding band. We're going to be joined by the Ham Band. Yes, the Ham, as an amateur radio band. This is an interesting group from Denmark that a few years ago put out a CD called Seeking You. What are the songs about? I think you have an idea. We're also going to tell you about a special PCJ broadcast that's taking place on June the 29th. Dan Hensley will also be here for this week's look at propagation, so stay tuned. Media Network Plus, the show that talks to you and not down to you. First, here's Paulette with a look at some of the headlines from the world of media.
On Tuesday, Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi celebrated her 67th birthday with a visit to the BBC World Service staff at their new broadcasting house in central London. "Because of the BBC, I never lost touch with my people, with the movement for democracy in Burma, and with the rest of the world. For that, I would like to thank all of you very sincerely," she said. But Ms. Suu Kyi also said she was a little sad about changes to programming on the World Service. "I feel that the BBC World Service is not as versatile as it used to be, or perhaps I'm not listening at the right time," she said. "There used to be so many different programs, and every time I listen to it now, it's news and commentaries. I miss the other old programs, Bookshelf, Just a Minute, and so many others which I don't seem to hear now. It's not what it used to be," she said. More than 100 people demonstrated in front of the Radio Canada CBC building in Montreal last Wednesday in solidarity with the RCI Action Committee, a union-supported lobby of Radio Canada International employees. At the rally, the committee called on the federal government to stop the budget cuts at the international service and to give RCI financial autonomy from Radio Canada CBC. According to the president of SCRC, Syndicat des Communications de Radio-Canada, Alex Levasseur, "Canada's voice to the world is unique not because it broadcasts in different languages, but because it explains Canada to the rest of the world in these different languages. Our contextualized programming for people who may know little about Canada helps trade, tourism, and immigration. And RCI's tradition of journalistic integrity has received worldwide respect and appreciation for 67 years. A senior figure in Papua New Guinea has done something a little unusual by praising an Australian media outlet for its coverage of the country. Papua New Guinea's former chief magistrate, John Numapo, who is also chairman of the Commission of Inquiry into the country's special agriculture and business leases, has singled out Radio Australia as providing fair and balanced coverage of recent political events in the country.
"Any news is good news, whether you hear it from a local station in Papua New Guinea or hear it from Radio Australia or BBC. It's just that the public at large need to be informed of what's happening. You know, sometimes straight reporting, honest reporting does affect people. And I, for one, been listening to Radio Australia a lot of current events that are happening. I seem to be picking them off air from Radio Australia, and in Papua New Guinea it's 101.9, and I've got it permanently in my car. So I'm listening to Pacific Beat and listening to all the current affairs and everything that's going on, not only in PNG but around the region as well, which I think is a good idea as well."
That was Papua New Guinea's former chief magistrate John Numapo. The number of Cubans linked to the country's state-controlled intranet jumped more than 40% in 2011 compared to the previous year, and mobile phone use rose 30%, the government reported, even as Cuba's population remained largely cut off from unfettered access to the internet. There's no broadband internet in Cuba, and the relatively few internet users suffer through agonizingly long waits to open an email, let alone view a photo or video, a situation which also hampers government and business operations. Cuba reports intranet use as internet use, even though access to the internet is banned without government permission. Access to satellite television is also severely restricted. Satellite TV access in Cuba is illegal without special permission from the government, and authorities regularly raid neighborhoods and homes in search of satellite dishes. And that's it for Media News this week. I'm Paulette Macquarie.
You're listening to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio, broadcasting via Cirrus XM, Sky Digital, the World Radio Network, and through a number of partner stations worldwide. There have been songs about many different things. There have been songs about love, songs about divorce, songs about favorite foods, songs about cars, songs about people, songs about animals. I mean, the list is just endless. There's even, of course, been songs about radio. But what about ham radio or amateur radio? Well, yes, also that subject. Andrew Huddleston from the UK, who now makes his home Denmark, and his wife, Lisa Leidenfogd, put out a CD a few years ago called Seeking You. It's a collection of songs about amateur radio. And my only question is, why would you do this? But it nevertheless is quite interesting. Here they are.
That our station is second to none. They hear us, so yeah, here and there, everywhere. And isn't ham radio fun?
Hotel Alpha, Mexico, Bravo, Alpha, November, Delta.
Hamband.
But if truth be told...
Well, I would say Hello. Not clutching when to the antenna. That? I wasn't afraid of falling off. We have safety harnesses on there. What people really observe is the fact that Lisa is also on the tower, which is quite astonishingly amazing because she's afraid of heights, which I'm not. But we were up there singing the song, and it was a lot of fun.
So let's get to this. I mean, how... did you come up with this idea to record some songs about ham radio? This is very unusual, I have to say.
Well, I can tell you that normally when you write songs about things you think other people will understand. So a lot of people have written songs about love, and a lot of people have written songs about all sorts of things that they think other people will be interested in hearing about. Now, I happen to know there are several million radio amateurs in the world, so I thought, well, why not write some songs that only they will understand? And that's what we did. And it's been a lot of fun, and a lot of people who spend the time to actually listen to the words, they realize that that it's a fun hobby, and it's, you know, it's a little bit like shortwave listening, except it's a little bit more two-way. So it's a great thing. So that's why we did it.
So what was your inspiration for the songs on the CD? Were you looking up at the antenna and went, oh, I have an idea, and just started writing it down?
I have to say that radio hams have got a very bad press, but in my opinion, justifiably. A lot of these people are really boring, boring people. And that is a problem. But I say that one or two or three out of every 10 or 15 or 20 you talk to become lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. And they want to talk about everything under the sun. And you meet people from the strangest places doing the strangest kind of jobs. One of my favorites is a chap up in the north of England who works in a timber yard. He just drives a forklift truck, and he has a ham radio station in the truck, and he works from 9 to 5 every day and talks to people all over the world at the same time as he's driving the forklift truck. Now, that is strange, and that is different. And these stories, I've just collected the stories and written songs that fit. You know, it's a little bit of a country-type sound, but it's not because country is and the radio hams, you know, there's no real connection between the two. But it's the kind of romantic stuff as well. You know, the one of Lisa's songs is called The Radio Widow. And it's just the fact that a lot of people who are radio hams tend to use a lot of time on the radio. And so we've even written songs that cover the marriage, the problem with the amount of time it takes, and it's a lot of fun. You can hear all the men laughing, and you know, I don't know what the women say about it. We don't get that much feedback from them, unfortunately.
So when you recorded the album, what I found that was amazing, I mean, you both live in Denmark, but yet you recorded it in Nashville, Tennessee. Why is that?
Well, it is a dream for us. It's a very long story, but the end, you know, the absolute serious reason for it is that if you can work with the best musicians in the world, and even named musicians, the people on this album, the Ham Band CD, include Pig Robbins, who played with Elvis, and then Kenny Buttrey, the drummer, who played on most of the Neil Young hits that you've heard of. And these are legends. You know, the guitar player who didn't die in the Buddy Holly air crash. He plays the bass on this album. It's absolutely an astonishing collection of legends. And, you know, they're just doing a job, and they play a lot better than we do. Let's put it that way. So you know, Nashville is a nice little town and friendly people, and it's just the best way to make music, in our opinion.
So after you wrote the songs, you contracted the musicians in Nashville, Tennessee. What was the reaction from the musicians saying, "Oh, we're working on a session for songs about ham radio"? Was there any reaction at all?
The strangest thing about Nashville is there is one thing they do not like. They do not like you to be unsure of yourself. So when you walk into the studio and you say, "This is what I want," they're happy, and they don't question it. They just play, and it's great. But if you go along and say, "Well, I'm not quite sure about that," then you get into hot water. But actually, they didn't comment the subject matter at all, but just the very, very strange chords. I am a very strange songwriter, so a lot of the chords are very unexpected, and this gave them a lot of the fun, I can tell you. Go.
After you did the CD and it was released, what was the reaction, not just from the ham operators, but also the general public?
It was a very interesting thing. You know, you have to know that Lisa and I were fairly well-established singers, songwriters, performers in Denmark. We've played all over the world, but we were quite established in Denmark. And, of course, this album was reviewed by the local newspapers, by the national newspapers in Denmark. Mm-hmm. And one comment, which I think covers it quite nicely, was that one person, I sing a song where I say, "I'm not going to climb up the tower anymore, because I have a 100-foot high tower, which I have to climb up. I still do. And it's, I don't really want to do it. It's not that it's dangerous. It's just that it's, you know, 100 feet is a long way up. I get tired." And this reviewer, he just said,
why should I be interested in the fact that Andrew doesn't want to climb the tower anymore? And I'm thinking, you know, if I said, oh, baby, I miss you so, you know, why would anybody want to hear about that more than I don't want to climb up the tower anymore? Maybe you can answer that, Keith.
I'm not really sure. Andrew, how long have you been a ham? And Lisa, are you also, I wanted to ask you, are you a ham operator yourself?
No, not at all. I'm the radio widow.
The radio widow.
I'm the radio widow. The wife that lets my husband go off into his little shack in the country and have a good time. And okay. I might be different from a lot of the other ham radio guys' wives because I actually enjoy it when Andrew goes out to play with his mates.
Okay, so because I was going to ask you the question, and say, pretend that Andrew is not there, just between you and me. Do you ever get upset going, look, oh, we have to clean the drains, we have to do this. What is he up to now? Get away from the radio. Do you ever do that?
No, because I do all that work down here at the house anyway. So so no, that's not a problem. I clean the drains and I do it all. And Andrew looks after the radio. Mm-hmm. So that's a fair share of the work, isn't it, Andrew?
Absolutely. And it's absolutely true because I've got the most fantastic collection of tools and equipment and machines out at the radio shack, which is a little bit outside of our town. And at home, we've got nothing at all. So Lisa has to do everything with her bare hands.
But I'm a Viking. I'm a Viking, so it's all right.
You wake up every morning, you go to work, then home again, that old routine. Turn your TV, although they never show a single thing you haven't seen. Checking out the internet's no fun no more, it's all just ads and spam. You're looking for adventure, well, you could become a ham. Come and join us on the air.
The Ham Band, Seeking You, songs about amateur radio. If you want more information, you can visit their website, www.hamband.com.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
This is Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie inviting you to join me every week for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. Details at www.pcjmedia.com or just Google Ukrainian Roots Radio.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Hello, friends. Keith Perron here with you, hoping that you will join me June 29th from 200 to 400 hours UTC for a special edition of your program, Happy Station Show, targeting North America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz. Now, for those who have no idea what UTC is, Let me put it this way. That would be June 28th from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Daylight Savings Time on 9,955 kilohertz. I just wasted an extra few seconds on that. I can't believe it. Anyway, for more information, you can check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. For more information, as they say, be there or be square. Well, that, of course, is a little promo that's been running on a number of our partner stations for a special live 2-hour edition of Happy Station June 29th in UTC time from 2 to 4 hours on 9,955 kilohertz. And once again, local time, that's June 28th, which is a Thursday, from 10 p.m. until midnight. Now, in case you're living in an area where you can't pick up that frequency, you can also listen live online at www.wrmi.net. That's www.wrmi.net, our relay station, and you can tune in from 2 to 4 hours UTC June 29th. Now, what can we expect on that program? Well, I'm not going to give it all away. I'm certainly not going to do that, but you're going to be hearing some well-known voices from the past. Voices like Jerry Cowan, Neville Gray, Jonathan Marks, but he's still with us and he's still quite busy. I don't know why he said past. Tomer as well. He's also still with us, but some very well-known voices from Radio Netherlands past. Now, for this special broadcast, we will be issuing a special QSL card. How can you get one? Well, you'll have to tune in to find out. So, once again, June 29th from 2 to 4 hours UTC on 9,955 kilohertz, and hopefully propagation that Thursday will be good. Speaking of propagation and what we can expect that week, here's our propagation editor, Dan Hensley.
On the first 2 days of June, that's June 23rd and 24th, we'll see a 10.7 centimeter flux of 110. On June 25th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 115. On June 26th and 27th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 120. On June 28th and 29th, a 10.7 centimeter flux of 125. The A index will be 5 all week long from June 23rd to June 26th, 2012, then jumping up to 8 on June 27th, 2012, and June 28th, 2012. On June 29th, 2012, an A index of 5. The KP index will be 2 for the first 4 days of this week. That's June 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. On June 27th and 28th, we'll see a KP index of 3. On June 29th, we'll see a KP index of 2. Sunspot 1510 is in view at this time. Sunspot 1504 is about to disappear over the sun's southwest limb, ending the threat of Earth-directed eruptions. Although the sunspot is not directly facing Earth, it will affect our planet. Magnetically speaking, Earth is well connected to AR-1504's location on the southwestern limb. A solar flare now could accelerate charged particles, which would be guided in our direction by curved lines of magnetic force. One coronal hole is emerging over the sun's northeast limb.
All right, thank you very much, Dan Hensley, for a look at next week's propagation. So hopefully, on June 29th from 2 to 4 hours UT, you'll have no problem picking up 9,955 kilohertz. Anyway, we've come to the end of the program. Before we go, I want to remind you of our email address. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. If you wish to listen to this program again or subscribe to it in iTunes or Stitcher Smart Radio, visit our website for all the details. That's www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com/Media Network Plus. Before we go, I want to tell you about some upcoming special programs that we're going to have here on Media Network Plus, and that is Andy Sennett. Andy Sennett will be joining us very soon to talk about international broadcasting and, about Andy Sennett and what makes Andy Sennett tick. So tune into that because it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to leave you today with more of the Ham Band from the CD Seeking You. So on behalf of Paulette Macquarie, Dan Hensley, this is Keith Powell wishing you all, hoping that we'll see you all again very soon. 73s to you all, and 88s to the ladies.
When we're on the air, we're inclined to declare that our station is second to none. They hear us, so yeah, here and there, everywhere. And isn't ham radio fun?
Hotel, Alpha, Mexico, Bravo, Alpha, November, Delta.
Ham Band.
But if truth be told...
Hello, I'm Lisa from the Ham Band. You may have heard our CD called CQ, where we sang songs about amateur radio. Or you may have seen one of our videos on YouTube. We have been back to Nashville and recorded another song, this time about how to build a ham radio station. The song will also teach you Morse code if you play it often enough. Here is the verse about the station earth or ground system.
We had no doubt, we tore everything out. There was no point in fooling around. It's fitting and proper to bury some copper, creating a centralized ground.
Off, Romeo, Oscar, uniform, November, Delta.
Ground. The ground system is important, but just as important is the antenna system. The next verse shows how we put up one of the towers.
Good old Kev's a magician, a welding technician, sings country much better than I. In 80 man hours, he built our great one-man tower that soars 60 feet into the sky.
Here is a picture of all the members of the Ham Band. You can see and hear more of our music at www.hamband.com.
When we're on the air, we're inclined to declare that our station is second to none. They hear us, so yeah, here and there, everywhere. And isn't ham radio fun?